Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
In the last episode, I explained to you the power of forgiving, but it's one thing to explain to us what we stand to get when we forgive. But it's entirely another thing for us to be able to carry out or execute the art of forgiveness. While I can't compel you or make you forgive, I want to share a few thoughts with you on how to make forgiving people easier for yourself. Let me tell you, forgiveness is not as easy as I'm saying it. If you're a Christian, I want to tell you something. To be able to live the Christian lifestyle like Jesus Christ taught us to forgive, it takes something working on inside your body. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I mean is that something has to propel you to do that, and that is what Holy Spirit does. That's where God enables us with His power to be able to do His will, enables us with His power to be able to obey His words, enables us with His power to be obey His counsel. Do you understand what I'm saying? But on a practical basis, I just want to tell you a few things you can do, and being able to forgive and forgive fast will become is possible. You see, sometimes we can forgive, but it takes longer time to forgive when we don't take care of things in the bad life. I'm talking to you from experience. I've had to forgive people, and it took me several months to come to a state of heart where I noticed that each time I remember this person, I don't feel bitter. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what I want to share with you now is, what do you do? What are the practical things you can do for yourself on your own to ensure that forgiving people becomes an easier task? It won't be so difficult a task that you will have to take you forever to be able to achieve it. Do you understand what I'm saying? The first thing I think you should do if you want to make forgiving people easier for yourself is to look away from the hurt. Again, I want to say that part of why we feel why forgiving people is difficult for us, is not easy for us, is because we feel hurt, we feel offended, and we feel like, why would he do this to me? I mean, I trusted him, why would he betray me? I mean, I did nothing to him, why would he say this about me? You know, that kind of thing. Now, but what I'm saying is that when we can look away from this hurt and the offenses people have done to us, it makes it easier for us to forgive them. The more you focus on the hurt, the more you focus on the fact that, oh, I've been transferred from the headquarters and sent into one remote village. That's when you begin to continue to feel the pains of that offense of unlawfully transferring you from the headquarters to the village, that's if that's your own case. That's when you look away from the fact that, oh, your father is supposed to pay your school fees. He refused to pay your school fees, but he's taking care of the children of the second wife he married, or even spending his money on ashawo or women all around, but he's not taking care of you, your mother, and your siblings. With whatever thing that is your own situation, stop looking at what is the pains you are going through by the offense. Start looking at what you are getting by the offense. Start looking at a life beyond your offense. Start looking at, oh, this has happened, but what can I do with my life afterwards? This has happened, but what can my life become despite this? Now, that is what you begin to do, and it makes forgiving people easier. Again, I say, look away from the hurt. Now, when you look away from the hurt, where do you look to? Begin to look to a life after the hurt. Do you understand what I'm saying? Begin to look at a life. Okay, despite the hurt, what can I do? Let me also tell you something. Some things we call offenses are actually God's design. Joseph's brother sold him to slavery. He went to Potiphar's house. He went about his work with diligence and excellence. He did not go there and be feeling dejected. You see, I'm supposed to be in my father's house wearing coats of many colors. Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. Now, these guys have sent me away. Now I'm suffering. I'm just wearing boxers and singlets inside this place. He didn't go mourning about such things. What he did was this. He went and said, okay, when I was at home, I used to do home chores, bring food to my brothers in the bush. Now, I work normally. Therefore, what is committed to my hands at this point, let me do it with all diligence. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, use your brain to think of, how do I begin to make money on my own? It will teach you responsibility very fast. It will teach you responsibility at an early age, and it will make you more mature than you would have if someone is handing you over money every month. Don't get the impression I'm saying that, oh, if your father is giving you money, stop collecting the money so you'll be more mature. No. God has different ways of training us in life. We have different paths in life. That is why I cannot envy you, no matter what you are, no matter the path you went through. The fact that I grew up in a village where we drink water from the stream does not make me an inferior person to you who drink water from a dispenser. We have different paths in life. My parents have to go through that way, and there are things God wanted to build in me from that experience. So when your own experience or encounter or your own life story is that, oh, this is the way your father has treated you at that point in life, move on with your life and do not allow it become an obstacle to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Again, I say, look away from the limitation, look away from the offenses or the consequences of the offenses, and look at a life after the offense. Again, I want to tell you another thing. One of those things that may have happened is that the offender does not even know he offended you. He is completely ignorant of the fact that what he did will hurt you. He did not know that what he's doing will offend you. There are people like that. I mean, when you tell them, they say, oh, I'm sorry. If I, do you really mean this thing I said hurt you? I say, yes, you said it even though it's nothing bad, but for you to have said it in public is not okay. You say, oh, sorry, I didn't know. Next time I wouldn't say that. There are people like that. So sometimes people offend you or hurt you out of ignorance. Like, they didn't know this will make you angry. So what do you do? Walk up to them. I mean, I've told you about the fact that I have to walk up to them, but aside that, even if you can't walk up to them, just explain that, oh, this person may not know that what he did doesn't make sense. Let me tell you something. There's nobody that is stupid that actually knows he's stupid. There's nobody that says something silly that knows he said something silly. What happens most of the times is that they did not know. So consider the fact that this guy does not know what he's doing. In his mind, he would think like, oh, I know what I'm doing. Like, let me deal with this guy. But he doesn't know. He does not know what he's doing. So please consider the fact that, oh, this guy may be acting in ignorance. The other thing you also should bear in mind is this. If you understand that you also offend people and hurt them, it will make it easy for you to forgive people. You that is getting angry because you're offended, don't forget, even you offend people. So please, when you understand the fact that you are not also faultless, when you understand that you have your own issues, that should make you realize that, man, I should forgive people whenever they offend me. That should make you come to that state of heart where it becomes easy for you to look at people's offense and say, don't worry, just go. That will make you come to that state of heart when you look at people offending and say, okay, I won't count your sins against you. I won't count your offenses against you, because if God count half, not a half, one-tenth of my sins against me, I will be finished. Do you understand? That should make it easy for us to come to that state of our world and say, oh, don't worry, he has offended me, but what can I do? I forgive him. I move on with my life. And let me tell you something, forgiveness has a way of freeing your mind, liberating you and making you live a freer life. If you don't have any other reason why you should forgive, the most important reason why you should forgive is that Jesus Christ teaches us to forgive. Now, I understand that our Lord's Prayer and our Lord's Prayer say, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Now, some people have said that, oh, Jesus Christ, by the virtue of his death, we are forgiven. Therefore, that prayer is invalid. I'm not contesting that. But there's something I want to tell you. Whether that prayer is valid or invalid, I want to tell you clearly that Jesus Christ expects us to forgive people. There are stories about someone that was offended, that was owed money, he was forgiven, he refused to offend, and the man that forgave him now took him up again and punished him properly. That tells us that he still teaches us to forgive one another. Forgiveness is a very crucial part of our lives. And please, when you have done all this and you still find it difficult to forgive, then do what Jesus Christ did. He was supposed to go to the cross to go and die. He was scared or doesn't want to go through the pains. And I said, God, if you can, please take away this thing. God refused to take it away, but this is what God did to him. He empowered him to be able to go to the cross. We can receive empowerment from God to obey him. And you can go to God in prayer and say, God, may you empower me and engineer me to be able to obey you. What's the point I've made today? Forgiveness doesn't come easy all the time. And what you can do when you find it difficult to forgive is this. Look away from the hurt and look at a life beyond the hurt. Look at the possible advantages you are getting from the offenses. Understand that the offender may be ignorant of his or her action. Remember, you also offend people. And forgive, if not for any other reason, but because Jesus Christ teaches us to forgive.
For tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit brojid.com. That is brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.